the amount of commonly used types of foreign steel coming into the U.S. has risen about a third over the last 5 years, and a federal trade panel ruled recently that much of that imported steel is being sold here at a price lower than what it costs to make it and ship it here. That's a practice called dumping. The trade panel found that such dumping poses a serious threat to domestic steel makers. So the panel says President Bush ought to slap tariffs on many product lines of foreign-made steel to raise the prices of the imports. But that's not such a hot idea to some other industries which use plenty of foreign steel. Here at the Ingle Tool and Forge Company in Milwaukee, this second-generation family business now uses about 600 tons a year of steel imported from countries like Brazil and Sweden. In the warm and grimy forging area, workers use a robot to move 5-foot-long steel bars that have been heated to 2,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Owner Chuck Ingle watches the orange and white hot bars enter another machine.
It's a hydraulic press that preforms the metal. It's removed from there into a finished form, and we gain our finished desired shape.
The bars are scrunched into wheel axles that'll be shipped to heavy equipment makers in the mining or construction industries. Ingle says his company is doing all right during the recession, so he says he's strongly opposed to the president possibly tinkering with that success by putting higher tariffs on imported steel.
I am sure that there's a certain amount of unfairness on both sides of the fence, but I believe that competition should be the thing that sorts this problem out rather than the government.
Ingle contends domestic steelmakers got, quote, fat and sassy over the last 20 years, and he says mergers, downsizing, and other changes now taking place among domestic manufacturers will help them compete in the world steel market. But other players are urging President Bush to approve higher steel tariffs. The United Steelworkers of America hopes the president even goes beyond what the trade panel recommends. Some environmentalists are also quietly supporting the domestic steel industry. That's even though green groups have a track record of battling steel manufacturers. Cameron Davis of the Chicago-based Lake Michigan Federation acknowledges big steel has a dirty history in his area.
Air-based pollution, water-based pollution, land-based pollution across the board.
But lately, environmentalists have been trying to forge alliances with unions like the steelworkers, and Davis notes that environmental lawsuits and other changes have gotten domestic steelmakers to start cleaning up their act in recent years. He says if nothing is done to slow the rise in steel imports, that could make the U.S. environment worse. Davis cites the aquatic nuisance species that tag along in the ballast water of foreign ships, including, presumably, the ships that bring in foreign steel.
Without some help In protecting the Great Lakes steel industry, we will see more and more foreign steel coming into the country, and with that foreign steel and those shipments, probably more aquatic nuisance species.
U.S.-flagged Great Lakes shipping companies that haul iron ore from Minnesota and northern Michigan are also siding with the domestic steel makers. George Ryan is president of the Lake Carriers Association. He says if the domestic steel industry keeps getting hurt by foreign imports, there might be some local improvements like less air pollution emitted over Gary or Cleveland. But, Ryan says, what about the rest of the globe?
We have one world that moves the air around to all parts of the world. We can't really say we condone dirty air in Brazil and in China, and it's okay to do it there because we're protecting our air in the United States.
Ryan is a member of the Great Lakes Commission, which is urging the President and Congress to boost steel exports and reduce unfair competition from abroad. Commissioners do the bidding of 8 Great Lakes governors, most of whom are Republicans like George W. Bush. If the President does not do more to protect U.S. steel makers and jobs, that could be an issue in the gubernatorial and congressional elections next November. Mr. Bush has to announce his plans on steel tariffs and quotas by mid-February. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.